Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 11, and I would like to read with you verses 25 through 27. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, where the Word of God says, as the Apostle Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." That's Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. And I would encourage you to take some time to read Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, because those three chapters speak concerning God's plan for Israel. Right now, we recognize that Israel is in unbelief. You see, when Jesus Christ came into this world, he came to present himself as king to the Jewish people, but they rejected him. That's the emphasis behind John chapter 1 and verse 11, when it says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." And then verse 12 goes on to say, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And what that's teaching us is that Jesus Christ came to present himself as the Messiah to Israel, but they rejected him. And through their rejection, he turned to the Gentiles. And now, because of the rejection of Israel, Gentiles have the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved as well. Now, that does not mean that individual Jewish people will not come to Christ, because many will. Many have. And down through the years, I've known many Jewish people who have come to Christ, and I've called them completed Jews, simply because they now recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. But when we go to Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, Paul is telling us that right now the Jewish people as a whole are in unbelief. They are living with blindness in their heart, in the sense that they do not recognize, they do not see that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But there will come a time when all Israel will be saved. That's talking about Israel as a nation. When will that happen? Well, it says, after the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. In other words, in the Great Tribulation period, we find that many people in the Jewish nation of Israel will come to Christ. As a matter of fact, ultimately, the whole nation will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And so right now, it is our responsibility to pray for the Jewish people, to pray for Israel. We need to pray for open hearts for them to see who Jesus Christ is. We certainly need to pray for their protection, because there are many nations of the world who do not like the nation of Israel. And then I think that we need to proclaim Jesus Christ to our Jewish friends. But the fact of the matter is, even though the nation of Israel is in unbelief, individual Jews do come to Christ. And according to God's promise and God's plan, eventually all Israel will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. In the meantime, let's pray for them, let's witness to them, and let's trust for God to work in them for his glory and for their good. Father, we thank you and praise you for the promise that you've given to Israel. And we know that that promise will become completed one of these days in your time, because you've stated it in your word, and you will fulfill your word. May Jewish people come to Christ today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.